Hey y'all, welcome back to Shifting the Narrative. If you're new to this podcast, we pretty much explore healing, empowerment, and the journey of self-discovery, especially for women who grew up without a mother or had a difficult relationship with theirs. For instance, I have a mom, but mine and her relationship are not very good. So that's kind of why I created this podcast, because I'm learning along the way, and I need to find kind of a healthy escape to just talk about how I feel and if any other women would love to share, their story and I can learn from them. I'm 100% open to having you on the podcast and would love to hear your side and to know how you manage to get through daily struggles or your trauma. But today we're diving into something I think is very powerful and deeply a personal topic, because I struggle with this to this day. I literally had a conversation with my husband last night about it, and I'm just trying to learn how to navigate and get out of seeking external validation and just be happy with who I am. But it's pretty much, why does sex, boudoir photography, or even working in the porn or OnlyFans sometimes make us feel valued and worthy? And especially for those of us with childhood trauma, it seems like we all seek that external validation. So if you ever found yourself seeking validation through intimacy or turning to sensual expression as a way to reclaim your power or even consider or engaged in sex work in some form, just know you're not completely alone. I feel like especially in today's world, there's a lot of women that turn towards this type of validation. Unless, maybe for deeper reasons, and they don't really understand or know why they're doing it. A lot of it's probably financial reasons too. But today we're going to kind of break it all down, the mental health impact and how we can reclaim our worth in a way that truly serves us. And again, I would like to say I'm not an expert or giving any advice whatsoever. Simply just talking about how I feel and felt at times. And these are just pretty much my opinions and stories behind it. I'm still in the process of learning and growing on why I do or feel the way I do with certain situations. And this is just simply me just sharing or having an open conversation. So again, if there are any women out there that would like to discuss and share their story or lessons and things they've learned along their healing journey, please DM me on Instagram at Shifting the Narrative without an E. Your story could help me in some kind of way or maybe help someone else during their healing journey. And I have found it's really just nice to get it off your chest in the open and talk to someone that can relate to you in some type of way. I'll say it again. I say that, and when I did a podcast with my sister, after we did the podcast, she pretty much says she feels 100% better too. So I think just talking out about how we feel or our thoughts just helps because we're releasing it instead of it being trapped inside us. So let's kind of start with maybe the root of this. Obviously, childhood trauma. When we grow up without nurturing and with emotional abandonment or a mother's love, we often develop a deep sense of unworthiness. And it doesn't have to do with your mother's love. It could, obviously do with your dad or just any family member or maybe a relationships. You have constant, the same relationships. You just never feel valued and they're constantly walking over you. And it just sometimes shapes how you view yourself and your worth. And we may have been taught directly or indirectly that love and attention must be earned. that we have to prove we are lovable or worthy. And I think growing up in my situation with the mom that's always seeking love, she pretty much would go above and beyond for these guys and kind of neglect herself. And she would obviously put her relationship before her kids. And that was just her own trauma and her own self-validation, or her own self-worth as well. The more I learn and grow, the more I understand why my mom was how she was when I was a kid. Not that I don't have anger towards her at times, because at some point you got to take accountability, and she's still repeating the cycles till this day. So at some point it's just time to look at yourself and realize, like, maybe I do need to talk to someone and try to find my peace and heal from this, or else I'm just going to do this my whole life and be miserable and eventually be alone. Anyways, besides that, you know, as we get older, that belief can show up in different ways. And then, you know, some women find themselves seeking validation through sex, feeling like they are only desirable if someone else wants them. And that's me. I feel it's actually sad now that I say it out loud, because when I think it, it's just like part of me. But when, like, my husband, if he doesn't have sex with me for like a week, let's just say that, I start feeling like I'm not good enough for him. Maybe he's not attracted to me. I really struggle really hard on that. So the want is what makes me feel worthy. And makes me feel like they're attracted to me, or and it goes back to yourself, how you look at yourself too, because obviously I have self-esteem issues as well. But that's one thing that I struggle with in our relationship, for sure. But others find empowerment in boudoir photography, you know, finally seeing themselves as beautiful and worthy. And I love taking sexy pictures, because that's exactly how I feel. It's like I look at myself in a different way. And it's, again, it's not the healthy way of what it should be when you do stuff like this. There's obviously, it goes back to that deeper emotion that I'm missing, or it goes back to my trauma, I guess. And then there's the reality that some turn to sex work, whether it's porn, OnlyFans, or other platforms as a way to reclaim financial power, attention, if you've, you know, attention makes you feel better, or control how the world or people perceive, control over how, you know, you're perceived. I never did any platforms, or obviously I never did sex work or nothing like that, because I want a lifelong partner. And that just, kind of didn't help with my mental health. Like, even if I can just tell you the story. One time I sent, like, not even a bad picture, it's just probably like your normal lingerie, you would call it, but it was just panties and bra. And I sent a picture to obviously the guy I was talking to, because it just made me feel attractive, it made me feel good, it made me feel worthy. And especially the response back, obviously, like, made me feel better. And it goes back to the external validation. But I found out later that he showed someone, and they, I mean, it wasn't, none of it was bad reactions, but just it being out there and other people seeing it, I felt very embarrassed, and it really brought me down a lot. I did not feel good at all after that. So obviously I stopped. I never did that again. And I do it, And I send pictures to my husband because I trust him. But I can't, not a lot. Like if we're on like long vacations apart away from each other, I'll do occasionally because it's just like fun little spicy thing up in our relationship. But like it, if it got out to public, some type of way, I would feel really, really bad and embarrassed about myself. And even if I get good reactions from the picture, I still feel very embarrassed and just like, what, why did I do that? Because it wasn't meant for everyone to see. That's kind of where I had my bad experience with that. And that's where my emotion, my mental state kind of tied into that I'm doing this for the wrong reasons. I'm not doing it, I guess because I want to. I'm doing it just to get that validation. But just know that there's nothing wrong with wanting to feel beautiful or desired or seen. I just want you to know that it doesn't mean you're broken just because you want those things. And, you might be responding to wounds that were never properly healed. And the key is to understand why we seek it and whether it's coming from a place of empowerment or, a place from unhealed wounds. Where mine was coming from, obviously, and still is, just coming from unhealed wounds that I'm kind of learning. But I know my trauma, I know kind of where my wounds are, and I'm healing them. But the hard part is changing after, 15 to 20 years of thinking a certain way. It's really hard and always seeking external validation through sex in a relationship because that's where mine would be. It's harder said than done. Like it just doesn't go away. Like I'm 5 years into my relationship with, well, 1 year married now, but 4 years in a relationship, I think. I don't know. Time goes by so fast, it all just blends together. Anyways, it feels like forever, but I still seek that external validation from him through sex. So that's like one of our biggest challenges in our relationship. And it's not even him, it's just me. Because me, I have to have, like, to feel worthy, we need to have sex like every other night or every night. Like, if we don't have it at least like 4 times a week, I start feeling that way. And it really isn't, and I shouldn't be, but I'm just seeking that external validation, which causes a strain on a relationship because he'll point out other things that he does to make me feel worthy and loved and beautiful, in their healthy ways and healthy things that he'll do. And I don't take it as what he's giving me because it was always so unnatural for me growing up. Or like my mom, she would always seek sex as well. I feel like she does. I don't know 100%, but she, because she can never take a compliment, or she, if the guy did something nice, brought a flower, she would never still feel love. It's like a, it was, it goes to back how she views her body too. Which it goes back to how I view my body as well. And I just think if touching me, and just always loving and all over me is a way I feel loved and wanted and like goes back to being desired. And that's not always the case when you're in a healthy relationship. Sex, there's more than just sex that makes you feel worthy and loved, which I have a very hard time. Even though we're 5 years in this relationship, I still have a very hard time like accepting the healthy parts of it. And it's just a work in progress mentally. But here's maybe some reasons why these, things can feel empowering, as far as sex or boudoir photography or maybe OnlyFans, is maybe, sex can feel like a moment where we are desirable, cared for, and wanted. Which that goes back to why I seek external validation through that. That's my form. Boudoir photography can feel like a way to reclaim our bodies and see ourselves in a different light. And no, don't get me, I don't really take like sexy pictures or anything that much. I think in our whole relationship, I probably did it 3 times with my husband. But that's just because we were away from each other for like 2 months when I was down in Alabama. But it does make me feel better for sure about myself, and I view myself like I look at myself in a different way. And I'm very happy with what I see than when I just look in the mirror. So I definitely understand why taking those photos just make you feel very empowering and sexy, and you just love the way you are at that moment. But when you put your clothes on and look in the mirror and maybe just say a big t-shirt and some shorts and hair in a messy bun, you might not like what you see. So you kind of like just view yourself in a different way, and sometimes obviously that can be very that can mess with you mentally, because you're happy with when you're half naked, but you can't be happy with you when you have fully clothed on or when you're fully clothed. So that can be a problem for sure. And then obviously platforms like OnlyFans can offer financial independence and a sense of control over how we present ourselves to the world. And I just want to be clear, there's nothing wrong with embracing sensuality or sexuality. The problem arises when we tie our self-worth exclusively to external validation, whether that's attention, money, or approval from others. Because the truth is our sense of value is built on being wanted, admired, or paid. What happens when the attention, what happens when that attention fades? You probably spiral, like mentally go downhill pretty fast, I would imagine, because I do. But also what happens when the validation stops? Again, that goes back to me feeling like my husband doesn't want me anymore. He wants something better. He wants the next best thing, because that he's not giving me enough sex, which is sad to say, to make me feel like he wants me still. And it's not even like we have like an unhealthy sexual relationship. I mean, I think it actually would be very healthy if someone was looking out and in at us, be like, you have a healthy relationship. What are you talking about? But also, with the validation stops, where does the deeper wound start to show? And that goes obviously back to my self-worth and stuff like that. But with all that being said, there's another way I also seek external validation, and mine is also through like my workplace. So me not working, I do struggle a little bit. It doesn't financially make sense for me to work, because all my money would go towards daycare and I might have a little bit left over, but I pretty much would be working for nothing. But it can also go back to your job and how successful you want to be, or like career-wise, and that could be like a seeking validation or seeking external validation that way as well. Because that was the biggest thing for me, as I was always needing to get a better job to have the more pay or get educated to move or move up to certain positions to feel like, I guess, empowered and making more money, and feel successful, which it goes back to that word I talk about a lot in my other podcasts, like, what does successful actually look like for me? I have no idea, because I've done a lot, looking back, and I still feel unsuccessful. So that's another story for another day, but that's something else I'm searching for. It's just this year is full of learning about myself. But let's go to the mental health side of all this that I just spoke about, far as external validation. Because there's a narrative that OnlyFans and the adult industry are all about empowerment, and for some that's true, but for many the reality is more complicated. There has been studies shown that people in sex work, including online platforms, often experience high rates of depression and anxiety, body dysmorphia and self-esteem struggles, emotional burnout from constantly being on for an audience, feeling disconnected from their real selves, and struggling with boundaries between their public and private lives. And for some, OnlyFans or porn starts as a choice, but over time it can feel like a requirement, like you can't stop because the money is so good, or because you've built an audience, or because you may, your fear of losing the validation, and that's where it can become a dangerous place to be if your self-worth is again tied to it. And I'm not judging anyone's choices. I simply give, prompts to any woman that does this and make tons of money, because I'm not even gonna lie to you. If OnlyFans, all that was big when I was in my early 20s, it would be very tempting. And I explained that to my husband too. Like, I'm not even going to lie that it would be very tempting, because the money would be good if I was able to make that money. But it's a good chance I might not make that money and my pictures are still out there. So there's just a lot of like things tied to it. But at the end of the day, is making, the real question in making these choices, if this is a path that is truly empowering you, obviously that's your decision. But if you find yourself feeling drained and empty or disconnected, is it worth, it's kind of worth asking, like, is this serving me or is this like reinforcing my wounds? And I'm not even gonna lie to you, like, my husband would never allow me to do OnlyFans. For one, he knows how I am mentally. He knows my mental state, so it would not even be good for me mentally. And two, I think I would eventually become embarrassed, because I do have sons, and if they ever found my images or their friends ever find it, again, it can embarrass their friends at school too. So I have to kind of think about that as well, because it's not just me trying to make money. But also my husband explained it to me that he doesn't even care if it, like, say I did make like $2 million in 1 year or $1 million in 1 year, because that could be, I mean, in today's world, that's not that much money, but it can make a big difference in your life for sure. And he just explained that, he doesn't want other men to see me that way. And it's embarrassing to him if people in our town knew I had OnlyFans and they've looked at my photos, and it would just be just all around embarrassment. But don't get me wrong, I'm not even gonna lie, for those women that make a ton of money doing it, kudos for you. I just really want you to ask yourself that, is this because I want to make money and get my life started and not struggle, and I'm not going to have any mental, mental issues in the future far as your worth or your self-esteem. And this is strictly just to get on my feet and move forward. Or is this just because I need and I feel better when other men, are complimenting me and giving me money? And is this about more, making more money? Like, can you stop? And would you still be feeling great about yourself at the end of the day and be happy with the money you have? Because at the end of the day, and also my husband explained, like, you're gonna get old. You're gonna get old, and there's gonna be younger women doing it, and your pay scale probably will go, you're not gonna make that much money, and Are you going to get depressed because of that? Like, that's another thing. Like, it just ties into so much of your self-esteem, self-worth, and just how you view yourself when you look in the mirror too. So, I mean, there's obviously an upside to doing stuff like that because of the money, but at the same time, being mentally and having a hard time just mental, like with yourself mentally, and always feeling just crappy about yourself and like you're never worthy of anything, and just tying everything to the negative, to get external validation. Like, I understand the money really isn't worth it because I don't even have money doing any of this, and I struggle mentally and get depressed at times. Like I said, my husband, if we don't have sex for a week, I start getting very distant. I start getting very depressed. I just kind of feel lost. Like, I feel unworthy. I start making things up in my head. Like, he's probably looking for someone else, or he watches these YouTube videos of these young guys because he wants to be single and he wants that life. Or, it just kind of goes down a rabbit hole. You know, you're just constantly thinking the worst, and then you make yourself feel even worse about yourself, and you're just constantly beating yourself up, because you're seeking that external validation through the wrong places. This is where I kind of did like a little short, it's only a few, or I guess it's a little more than a few questions, like a journal prompt, kind of to guide you to where you go from here, to kind of understand, like, are you doing OnlyFans because you want the money, or are you seeking something more? You know, because if you ever felt like your worth is tied to sex, OnlyFans, or how you desire, or how desirable you are, like, I think that those are some questions, these are some questions you need to ask yourself, because I'm trying to help you for the future for your mental sake, because I'm telling you just how I feel, and I can't tell you how you're going to feel or how you feel now. Because you know how you feel, but I know how I feel, and it's very depressing, and it's just, you want to cry all the time, and it's just very hard, to, like, want to look in the mirror, and when you just feel worthless. So here are some questions you can maybe ask yourself, is what am I really seeking? Love, validation, power, financial security. And the financial security, I completely understand why you would want to do any of that, because it's so hard to get on your feet, and make good money. And especially when you see all these other women showing the world how much money they're making, it's like, oh, I can just do this for like a month or two, make this much money, which is great, but it's also a risk, because, like, what if you don't make that much money? Like, what the internet is showing you? How is that going to make you feel worthwhile, you know? Also, so, like, I think that's, like, a very important question to ask, because it would be, if you can do it and make $1 million in 1 year or 3 months, or, you know, however fast, and you are not going to get discouraged if you don't make that much money. You know, you just gave it a shot to see if you can do it, and you either don't or do, and you can stop and still feel great about yourself and worthy, and because it doesn't give you that external validation. I completely understand you doing it, because I'm not even going to question. If I was in my 20s, I probably would do it, but I'd probably be even more mentally screwed up than I am now if I did it, to be honest with you. And I would probably, I know I wouldn't be with my husband, because he already said he would not date me if he knew I was on any of those sites like that. Or he would not marry me either. So I kind of lose like the pickings in like a good man as well. I think because a lot of good men don't want, and I can't really speak for the, you know, today's generation, the guys in their early 20s or, I really don't know how they think that much, but I know how a lot of guys thought, you know, think in my generation, and for a wife, they're not going to seek someone that does that. Maybe for like a one night stand or like just to play around with or whatever they want to do, they probably wouldn't care. But far as wife material and having kids and a family, you know, and a lifelong partner, a lot of guys don't want that because, I mean, I've heard of if their wives dress a certain way, they are not liking it anyway, because they're just, but wives, you know, at the same time, I understand why the wives might dress like maybe a little bit of a crop top here and there, because it makes them feel sexy and it makes them feel good about them, their body and themselves. So like it all, I understand everyone's view on it. That's just something to kind of ask yourself. Another question is, am I doing this for me or for external validation? If I stopped doing this, would I still feel valuable? And obviously that's like the biggest question that goes back to the, I think I heard this porn star or this lady, I don't know if she, I think she was a porn star or she was an OnlyFans. Either way, it doesn't even matter. She was around that world and she, I think she had sex with like 100 men or something like that. I feel like that mentally probably destroyed her, but I could be wrong. I don't know her, so I couldn't tell you, or she, I mean, she knows obviously. But was she seeking external validation, and does she feel valuable after what she did? So, I mean, those are just questions you should really ask yourself. And then also, is it a desire to see myself in a different light? And that's obviously about photography. And that was my reason for taking sexy pictures, because I felt very powerful. I felt great when I looked at the pictures. Whereas when I looked in the mirror, I was not happy. So, but those are the most, you know, obviously the most powerful thing we can do as a woman is to define our worth on our own terms. And that doesn't mean giving up things that bring you joy. So if you love doing like sexy photography, and that's something that empowers you, I just do it. Like, I thought about still doing like a sexy boudoir photography, like little album for my husband for an anniversary. And obviously I know it would be for his eyes only, but I thought about doing that because maybe like, it's just fun and it keeps the relationship exciting and things like that. So, you know, I just thought about doing that. But I'm not seeking his approval. I'm just trying to spice up the relationship. And it doing those photos does make me feel good about myself as well. But also doing those photos, you can't look at yourself and criticize every little thing that's wrong with you also. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword. But, you know, as long as you're not seeking someone else's approval, I say do whatever makes you happy. You know, if sex is something that makes you feel connected and desire, ask yourself if it's truly coming from a place of self-love or if it's filling in like an unmet need. You know, just be honest about whether those things are helping you heal or keeping you trapped in old patterns. You know, learning to validate yourself, to see your own beauty and power without needing the external confirmation is pretty much healing. And I'm working on all this because I just have a hard time. I just seek it so much, and it it obviously puts a strain on my relationship, but it also just makes me so depressed, and who I am and my personality kind of fades, and I just become this zombie, and I don't like talking, and it just is, it mentally, it just is not good for me. But, you know, at the end of the day, we just got to remind ourselves that we are already worthy, and we shouldn't seek our worthy through sex, or, you know, the sexy photography, or I get, like, that's pretty much it. Like, just, we shouldn't tie ourselves to someone else's approval for our worthy. Just do it for, like, the love, you know, just as long as, if you're doing this stuff for, just for fun, and you're not going to have mental issues with it, and you're satisfied with it, I say do whatever you want. But also, here are a few more questions I have that you can ask yourself. Is, when was the first time you felt unworthy, and what caused that feeling? What does validation mean to you? Have I ever felt empty after seeking attention or sex or external approval, and why? And this is something I actually have felt, because I have felt empty at times when I was like, well, this didn't make me feel good, so why did I do it? Because it didn't meet the need I wanted or needed. But it comes from myself, and it goes back to just, again, external validation. Like, you might think it'll make you feel good, but once you do it, it's already done, and then you just feel twice as horrible. Another question you can ask is, if I could see myself through the eyes of someone who truly loves me, what would I see? That's a, I don't know. What would I see? I don't know. I couldn't tell you, because it's so hard to look at myself in a such a positive way. Like, that's just the struggle I have. So all these questions are definitely ones I'm going to answer on my own time, and I'm going to really have to think about it, because it just doesn't come to mind easily. What are three things that can make me feel, what are three things that make me valuable beyond my appearance or relationships? And then, how can I affirm my worth without relying on external sources? And these are some good questions to ask as well. Just know, healing is a journey, and there is no shame in where you are or what you've done. You know, the goal isn't to shame ourselves for our choices or our coping mechanisms. It's just to understand them and choose what truly serves our highest self. You know, and if you've done all these things, and obviously you've have mental, it like did not, it just fed your mental, I guess, not illness, but just your mental state, and it just gave a negative impact. Don't beat yourself up, because it's a learning process. And if that's the only thing you know growing up, then, I mean, you don't know nothing else, and people shouldn't judge because of that. And it's just part of growing and learning, and again, healing. So definitely don't beat yourself up. 'Cause that was something I would have done. I did when someone seen, an other guy seen a photo of me, I felt horrible and very embarrassed, but no one told me not to take photos either and send them. Like, I was never taught that. But I did feel just disgusted with myself, and it was just not good. And I beat myself up, left and right. And I don't now, 'cause it's just something I've learned, and I just won't do it again if I, you know, obviously I'm married, but and I trust him if we do it. And it's more of a spice thing, keep the relationship alive if we're apart for like a few months. But I just don't really do it that much, because I don't know, I just don't care to either. But yeah, just don't beat yourself up for anything that you've ever done in the past just to seek external validation, because that's just a part of growing and learning and healing. So I hope today's episode gave you something to think about. If this resonated with you, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Again, send me a message on Instagram at Shifting the Narrative Without an E. And just know that you're worthy and you don't need external validation to feel like you're enough and to define your own value. I know that's hard to take in when someone tells you that, because you just kind of brush it off like it's nothing, but just know that you are worthy. So until next time, I hope everyone has an awesome day.